This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Mike Arnold. The holidays are upon us, and many of us are still in search of the perfect holiday dessert.
Lori Skelton is a classical music host and a frequent contributor to Food Friday here on Central Time. Well, this week, Lori treated us to some homemade figgy pudding, and she's here to talk about what makes it a traditional Christmas favorite. Lori, welcome back to Central Time.
Good to be here, especially when we're talking something that's chock full of fruit and more than a little bit of alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, can we start with that, actually? Because, I mean, the first time I told somebody that I had some figgy pudding, they made a really weird look with their face. I think people think about fruitcake.
Which is somewhat similar in certain versions of your traditional English figgy pudding or Christmas pudding. It's chock full of dried fruit, currants or candied citron or some. What makes a pudding different from fruitcake is that you steam it rather than bake it, which can actually be a real help when the holidays are busy. Because unlike something that you have to put in the oven and have to make certain that the oven is the proper temperature and you have to keep checking on it so it doesn't burn, you can steam a pudding longer than the recommended time and it's not going to hurt it. You can also make this well ahead of time. As a matter of fact, some of the traditions around Christmas pudding or figgy pudding say you make it even before Advent starts.
That's a long time.
And then you set it aside.
And then it becomes a doorstop.
No, actually it doesn't. Because what you do is you re-steam it for 45 minutes and it gets lovely and moist, but it's all ready made and you don't have to worry quite so much about steaming it to absolute perfection. You just get it warm, you get the moisture back into it. As we discovered a couple of days ago when we tried to flambé or ignite the pudding that
started
I brought
on
in
fire, right.
and because I had made it the night before but I hadn't had a chance to re-steam it here at work, it did not ignite as quickly. And so what you do, make your pudding well in advance, steam it right before you serve it, and then if you choose to douse it in brandy and set it on fire, it will look amazing as well as taste just that much better.
What I loved was the texture of it. I love steam puddings and I love how moist that they get when you do your steaming right and they don't turn into doorstops. But apparently there's some forgiveness there. But besides the steaming, what is it that makes a really delicious figgy pudding?
Well, for me, it's the figs. And what I do with the recipe that I've really fallen in love with, the recipe that Dory Greenspan created for All Things Considered, is that you take your dried figs and give them a gentle boil in water even before you add any brandy or rum. So the figs sit there and they get plump to begin with, and then you introduce the spirits and let them sit and talk to one another. So figs for me really do make a good figgy pudding, although there are other fruits. My version has raisins and cranberries and dried cherries, a nod to Wisconsin. But I've been doing some research, though, online, and there's lovely variations on the idea of a steam pudding using orange or persimmon pulp, which is something that some people like to have on their tables during the winter. For something like that, when it's not quite so chock full of dried fruit, you probably don't even need to do the additional spirits or wine or anything.
So here's something that puzzles me. It's called pudding, but when I think of pudding, I think like snack pack or,
right,
you know, like Jell-O pudding. You know, like, you know, why is it called pudding and why is the stuff that we normally think of as pudding not that?
Well, this goes all the way.
Because it's like a bread, right?
It is actually thickened with breadcrumbs. And it goes back, the first use of the word pudding in the English language goes back to about 1300. Back then, that would be beef or mutton that would be boiled in a skin. And there's some thought as to, is it pudding or is it the French word for sausage, boudin? There's also a dialect of Old English where pud means the belly, something round containing food. So as we move forward, around the 14th century, boiling beef and mutton with fruit and spices and wine became known as pudding. And that was generally served before Christmas is kind of like a porridge. But as you added more fruit and sweeter spices and eggs and got it thicker, that's where we get the pudding. Most people in Britain refer to any dessert as pudding.
Any dessert. Any sort dessert of like Coke.
It's what's for pud is when you ask what's for dessert.
Huh.
And this is an English dessert, right?
This is very much an English
dessert.
Do a
lot of Americans eat this dessert? There is something, when I tasted it, I wasn't there right after you flambéed it or whatever you did. Which, by the way, we have the video up on Facebook and Twitter of the flaming figgy pudding.
Flaming pudding, yeah.
Who wouldn't want to see that?
Yeah.
But I had, it was still delicious, and it was lovely, but I thought, you know, it tasted like an English Christmas would taste in a food. Do Americans, have we embraced it the same way the English have?
Probably not the way the English have. I read somewhere that over half of the households in Britain will have a pudding at some point between now and New Year's. So I don't think it's as popular as it is in England. I'm hoping that maybe we might inspire a few people to try it, because I really do think it's worth it. The recipe that I use, you can bake in just your standard bundt pan, or not even bake, steam it. So it's not like you even need any special, all you need is one big pot to steam it in and one decent sized
pan. Well, yeah, and that's another thing about it is, like, you know, talk about, you know, sort of British desserts and stuff, and it seems like it would be something that would be really hard to make, but it really isn't.
Actually, I think this is easier than fruitcake. Most of your steam pudding recipes have you melting the butter, and instead of creaming a lot of ingredients together and then adding things in stages, a lot of your steam puddings just come together in one bowl. I actually think it's, once you get the basic technique down, it's pretty easy to throw one of these babies together.
So how do you steam it? That seems like the mysterious part. We're used to steaming broccoli and things like that. What do you need to get it done?
You do need a big pot to hold all that water. I believe it was first mentioned to me in Dickens that Mrs. Cratchit did it in her washing copper, the big pot she had to boil water to wash her clothes in. I use an old roasting pan that I can put on top of my stove, put the bundt pan in, sealed up well with aluminum foil. You fill that with water, and you probably want to put a small rack on the bottom of the pan. You don't want that pan sitting right on top of your burners. So give it a little bit of space for the water to be all the way around it. Put some more foil on top of the whole pan, put the cover on, and let it talk to itself for about two and a half, sometimes 3 hours. Again, you can walk away from this, do other things, and not worry that you're going to ruin dessert.
And it smells good, too, right?
It smells amazing.
So it's like edible potpourri, right?
Does that sound good? Yeah. I don't know, Mike.
Well, maybe not. Yeah, that's true. And I think it's illegal in some states. But,
I used a fair amount of spice with this. But, of course, if you're a fan...
It makes
of,
your house smell like Christmas, right?
It smells amazing. And if you're a fan of gingerbread, you can even do a steamed gingerbread where you're throwing in grated ginger, you know, grated fresh ginger and candy ginger and the powdered ginger. If that doesn't smell
fantastic.
Like heaven.
Yeah, that sounds great.
There you
go. That sounds
go.
Great. Now, you still didn't get to the reason why they call pudding. I guess because it's a dessert. And that Bill Cosby probably had something to do with it too, right?
What we refer to as pudding is very much an American and a Northern European invention. What we would call pudding, actually, a lot of Britain...
They would call
people,
custard.
They
maybe.
Would call it custard. And they would actually serve custard along with a steamed pudding.
No,
so
that's confusing.
Only if you really want to push it. Think of it as pudding squared, if you will. And we had our pudding here with ice cream, which is perfectly fine. Applesauce is another good thing to serve with it if you don't want quite as many calories. I happen to be a fan of a lovely warm custard, you know, just having your wedge of pudding swimming in dairy and eggs.
You can't go wrong with that. Lori, thank you so much for joining us. It sounds delicious.
It's a pleasure.
That's Lori Skelton. She's classical music host here at Wisconsin Public Radio and a frequent contributor to Food Friday. Thanks,
and,
Lori.
And don't forget that we not only have that video of the pudding on flambé up on our Facebook page, but we will be getting the recipe as well and posting that. So those are both going to be available.